Australia's family law system is placing children in unsafe situations, including letting them live with violent parents. That's the finding of the Australian Law Reform Commission, which says children are falling through the gaps between the federal family courts and state-based child protective services. Legal experts say the problem is serious because the federal courts have little capacity to investigate allegations of family violence and child abuse. Emily Clark reports.
Sarah says, as a child, her wishes were never considered.
It was essentially my mum against my dad. It was never about what I wanted or what I needed.
When she was 4 years old, Sarah was sent to live with her father, a man with convictions for assault and indecent assault.
I have to really worry about the person that made the decision to put a child in my father's care. He was very abusive, always very angry.
Like many cases in Australia's overburdened family courts, Sarah's involved allegations of family violence and child abuse. Sarah is not her real name. Even though she's now a young adult, federal legislation prohibits her and the ABC from revealing her identity. But she wants to have her say because she believes allegations should be investigated. And that means children should be listened to.
The court itself has no investigatory capacity.
Professor Patrick Parkinson has been involved in family law reform for decades.
The court can't appoint somebody who will go and talk to the teacher, go and talk to the grandparents.
He says there should be a federal child protection body.
Parents are litigating in the federal system, but the investigatory power is all in the states. So it's the state who has the police force, it's the state who has the child protection service.
Earlier this year, the Australian Law Reform Commission handed down its report into the family law system after a wide-ranging review. Its first recommendation was to shift the family courts from the Commonwealth to the states and territories. The Commission found Australian children were being placed in unsafe situations because critical information was being lost in the jurisdictional gap.
This is private litigation, and the extent to which the state is involved is up to it, and it typically is a hands-off approach.
The family court said it had no power to compel child protection authorities to intervene. Federal Attorney General Christian Porter does have reform on the table, but his proposal would see the family court and the Federal Circuit Court merge rather than move the power to the states and territories. In a statement, Mr. Porter said the government would press ahead with its plans, which are designed to make the family law system more efficient, but it is developing responses to the Commission's findings to ensure disputes can be resolved as safely as possible.
Emily Clark reporting.